My message today is entitled Holy Temptation. As a child, I was introduced to the dramatic concept of a cliffhanger by the 1960s series Batman. Not a week would go by where you couldn't hear echoing from the speaker of our solid wood console TV, "Tune in tomorrow, tune in next week. Same bat time, same bat channel." Now, I love that announcer's voice, which I did a very poor imitation of. But what was important was what happened just before the announcement. Batman, and typically Robin too, will have just gotten themselves into a particularly perilous situation. Anything from being suspended over a pool of man-eating sharks to being drugged and tricked into marrying a particularly villainous bride. And Batman would find himself stuck between a rock and a hard place in a very difficult and possibly harmful situation, and then the episode would end. My introduction to cliffhangers. And it's also the namesake of this sermon. You see, when they found themselves in these particularly perilous situations, Robin would frequently yell out, "Holy," insert a reference to the situation, "Batman." So you'd hear things like, "Holy hostage, Batman," or "Holy time bomb, Batman." Thus my sermon, Holy Temptation. No Batman, of course, because it's not exactly appropriate. But the title itself, however, actually turns out to be appropriate for the rest of the message. So first, let's look at our scripture. In seven short verses, just seven verses, the author of Mark takes us through a whirlwind of activity. He manages to pack it into three separate scenes into seven verses, and they happen to be very big, important scenes in the life of Jesus. The first happening takes three verses, and it's nothing less than the baptism of Jesus. In the Presbyterian Church, we only have two sacraments. Or said differently, we only have two observances in worship that we see as being somewhat ordained by Jesus. So one is communion, like at the Last Supper, and the other is baptism, like in our reading today. These three short verses. If you want to get technical about it, though, the actual baptism is isolated to just one verse. So yeah, the sacrament of baptism, as experienced by and therefore ordained by Jesus, is given the attention of exactly one verse in Mark. "In those days, Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan." Then, immediately following that baptism, Jesus is whisked away by the Spirit, who has just sort of been the part of his introduction to God in his baptism, and then he finds himself in the wilderness. Tough way to go, I guess. Jesus has just experienced one of the most important moments of his life. He has been baptized. Now, right here we run into something we really need to deal with about baptism. What does it mean? We all think we know what it is, right? Typically, we all enjoy having a baptism, welcoming someone into a church family, but what does...